Tree egg giveaway is Station Nation Mans of Steel. And now, question one of hour 33. This big screen actor co-starred with Katharine Hepburn was so impressed by her persona that he later named his daughter after her. What is the performing first and last name of this actor? Again, question one, hour 33. This big screen actor co-starred with Katharine Hepburn was so impressed by her persona that he later named his daughter after her. What is the performing first and last name of this actor?
We are in the middle of question number one, hour 31. This big screen actor co-starred with Katharine Hepburn and was so impressed by her persona that he later named his daughter after her. What is the performing first and last name of this actor? Good luck, Trivia 38.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I've played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. paper doll to call my own. Then have a fickle-minded real life girl.
That'll do it for question number one, hour 33. The question. Phone's down in the back, by the way. That'll be the end of question number one, hour 33. Here's the question. This big screen actor co-starred with Katharine Hepburn and was so impressed by her persona that he later named his daughter after her. What is the performing first and last name of this actor? Peter O'Toole. Again, the answer to question number one, hour 33, Peter O'Toole. Moving right along to question number two, hour 33. What is the first and last name of the alter ego of television's Sandra O'Bannon? Again, question number two. What is the first and last name of the alter ego of television's Sandra O'Bannon? Good luck from Trivia 38. In the middle of question number two, hour 33, the question, what is the first and last name of the alter ego of television's Sandra O'Bannon? Good luck from Trivia 38.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, it's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around. Oh, yeah, you better.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That will do it for question number two of hour 33. The question, what is the first and last name of the alter ego of television's Sandra O'Bannon? The answer, Alison Dubois. Again, the answer to question number two, Alison Dubois. Moving on to question number three, hour 33. What is the brand and product name of the body wash and bar which is promoted in print advertising as the sports drink for your skin? Please be complete. Again, question number three. What is the brand and product name of the body wash and bar which is promoted in print advertising as a sports drink for your skin? Please be complete. Good luck from Trivia 38. We are in the middle of question number three of hour 33. The question, what is the brand and product name of the body wash and bar which is promoted in print advertising as a sports drink for your skin? Please be complete. Trivia 38.
The way you felt about the beat. You know you could have been a groomer. The
down, everybody. Phones down. That'll be the end of question number 3 of hour 33. Here's the question. What is the brand and product name of the body wash and bar, which is promoted in print advertising as a sports drink for your skin? Please be complete. The answer, Zest Hydrating Effects, body wash and bar. Again, the answer, Zest Hydrating Effects, body wash and bar. Moving right along to question number 4 of hour 33. In the inner gatefold of the Paul McCartney album, McCartney, there is a picture of a boat. What is the name of the boat? Again, question 4. In the inner gatefold of the Paul McCartney album, McCartney, there is a picture of a boat. What is the name of the boat? Good luck. From Trivia 38.
Trivia 38. And Sean Connolly.
On a hippie trail head full of zombies, I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. She said, "Do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder.
We are in the middle of question number 4, hour 33. In the inner gatefold of the Paul McCartney album, McCartney, there is a picture of a boat. What is the name of that boat? Good luck. Trivia.
Baby, I got you.
That's it. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. We are putting an end to question number four, hour 33, the question. In the inner gatefold of the Paul McCartney album, McCartney, there is a picture of a boat. What is the name of the boat? The answer, Paulo. Again, the answer to question number four, Paulo.
For Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Moving right along to question number five, hour 33. Huey, Dewey, and Louie are to Donald Duck as Knothead is to what cartoon character? Again, question number five. Huey, Dewey, and Louie are to Donald Duck as Knothead is to what cartoon character? Good luck from Trivia Returns. On 90FM.
How do you do what you do to me? I wish I knew. If I knew how you do it to me, I'd do it to you. How do you do what you do to me? I'm feeling blue. Wish I knew how you do it to me, but I haven't a clue. You give me a feeling in my heart, like an arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you. You give me a feeling in my heart, like an arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you. When I do it to you.
In the middle of question number five, hour 33, Huey, Dewey, and Louie are to Donald Duck as Knothead is to what character? What cartoon character? Good luck from Trivia 38.
If you change your mind, take a chance. On the 13 line, take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down. If you're all alone and a pretty person, don't tell me I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best and end your life. If you put me to the test and you let me try, take a chance on me. Take a chance on me.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That'll do it for question number 5, hour 33. The question: Huey, Dewey, and Louie are to Donald Duck as Knothead is to what cartoon character? The answer: Woody Woodpecker. Again, the answer to question number 5, hour 33, Woody Woodpecker. Moving on to question number 6. It's time once again to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture 16. Notice the hat in the picture. This hat is worn by members of a certain fictional organization. What is the name of that organization? Again, question number 6, hour 33. It's time once again to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 16. Notice the hat in the picture. This hat is worn by members of a certain fictional organization. What is the name of that organization? Good luck from Trivia Returns.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you, need you. Yeah. I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. And you know I love.
In the middle of question number 6, hour 33, it's time once again to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 16. Notice the hat in the picture. This hat is worn by members of a certain fictional organization. What is the name of that organization?
Some more.
Peanut,
and in the morning when they
would be great. Phone's down in the back. Phone's down in the back. We are putting an end to question number 6 of hour 33, the question. It's time once again to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 16. Notice the hat in the picture. This hat is worn by members of a certain fictional organization. What is the name of that organization? The answer, Junior Woodchucks. Again, the answer to question number 6, Junior Woodchucks. Moving on to question number 7, hour 33. This National Bowling League bowler had the nickname, the Iowa Farm Boy. What is the first and last name of this National Bowling League bowler? Again, question 7. This National Bowling League bowler had the nickname, the Iowa Farm Boy. What is the first and last name of this National Bowling League bowler? Good luck from Trivia 38. In the middle of question number 7, hour 33, this National Bowling League bowler had the nickname, the Iowa Farm Boy. What is the first and last name of this National Bowling League bowler?
Yeah.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That is the end of question number 7, hour 33, the question. This National Bowling League bowler had the nickname the Iowa Farm Boy. What is the first and last name of this National Bowling League bowler? The answer, Andy McBride. Again, the answer to hour 33, question 7, Andy McBride. Moving on to the final question of hour 33, question 8. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill. Are thoughts that are referred to at the opening of each episode of this television sitcom. What is the nickname of this spin-off sitcom? Fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill are thoughts that are referred to at the opening of each episode of this television sitcom. What is the name of this spin-off sitcom?
Sweet chocolate, chocolate balls, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man. Who can make a sunrise? Sprinkle it with you. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The candy man. Ooh, the candy man can. Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman. He mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Now you talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Question number 8, hour 33. The question, fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill. These are thoughts that are referred to at the opening of each episode of this television sitcom. What is the name of this spin-off sitcom? Phones down in the back. Phones down, everybody. That'll put the end to question number 8 of hour 33. The question: fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill. Our thoughts that are referred to at the opening of each episode of this television sitcom. What is the name of this spin-off sitcom? The Jeffersons. Again, answer to question 8, hour 33, The Jeffersons.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good morning. With 90 FM News, I'm DJ Albino. Paul Woods, along with his dog Yoda, is on his way to a new home left to him by his late mother. His transportation of choice? A riding mower with an average speed of 15 miles per hour. He left Alaska in 2005 and is heading for Virginia. No word yet if he made it, but that seems reasonable since Wood says he spends more time repairing his mower than he does riding it due to the amount of extra food and tools he doesn't usually need for a simple spin around the yard. Talk about a scenic route, but additional props should be rewarded if he and his dog have matching helmets. And I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your central Wisconsin weather this morning, partly cloudy, lows of 54, and this afternoon, mostly cloudy, a chance of thunderstorms, highs of 77 degrees. Currently, it's 56 degrees outside, and I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 32 and Question 1 for Hour 34 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hey, this is 90 FM. Can I get you a Trivia Focus from you?
Yes, sir.
What's your team name?
Freshly Squeezed.
How did you get that name?
It's a clip from the TV show Twin Peaks from the early 90s.
Do you have a mascot?
Don't have a mascot per se. There's one that we used to use with SpongeBob SquarePants.
Has your team been playing?
We've been playing 12 years.
Does your team have a theme song?
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like this, and you have to envision a woman dancing around in a circle.
Definitely.
With her arms out. Are you ready?
Ready.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Excellent, excellent. Does your team have any interesting traditions?
We have a tradition of telling really bad cow jokes.
Could I hear one?
What do you get from forgetful cows?
I don't know.
Milk of amnesia.
What gets your team pumped about trivia?
Forgetful cows.
Okay, what is the best pickup line you've heard in a bar?
Pants and me being in them. Ooh, mom.
What are your thoughts on Idaho as a state?
Far enough west that it doesn't matter.
What superpowers would you like to have?
Mind-reading recipes about strawberry cake.
There you go. Did you have a favorite animal?
Cow.
Could you do your best cow sound for me? Excellent. Would you rather have a tape-dispensing mouth or a bottle-opening nostrils?
Bottle-opening nostrils, because you have to open the beer.
What station rocks your socks off?
WWSP 89.990 FM.
Thank you very much for your time.
For Trivia Focus and 90 FM, I am John Harry.
Trivia Focus here on 90 FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th.